This is what's happening in our society. It's becoming illegal, quote unquote, to be a real believer. You can be a false believer. You can be someone who says, I'm a Christian, but not really live as a Christian and not really have Christian attitudes and basically be flexible with everything else. You can do that. There'll be people that are professing themselves to be Christian until the end of time that are in politics and such that aren't anywhere near it. So this is what was happening in that day. It's happening in this day, and it's accelerating. And I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to be prepared. I want you to know yourself. I want you to have an ardent prayer life. I want you to have humility and love others. And then if you have the grace of God within you, then when something happens, it's really terrible. You lose your job, you lose your house, whatever else happens because of your faith, or you're even put in prison because of your faith, then you will not be lost because you'll have God within you. If you're not living a Christian life now, and I don't mean just coming to church, I mean, are you reading the scriptures? Are you struggling to live a righteous life? Are you fasting? Or are you just fasting when it's convenient? Or maybe you don't fast at all. Maybe you can get away with that in another era. But I'll tell you what, those Christians in Russia before the revolution that were just kind of getting by, they were inundated. They were crushed by the revolution. Those that were living a Christian life, their bodies were crushed, but their souls were not crushed by the revolution. So you have to live in a Christian way in order to be prepared for the coming tsunami, because it is coming. It's happening. The earthquake has already happened. And as you know about tsunamis, they might take hours to get to land. Well, the earthquake has happened and it's coming, and we have to be prepared for it. And you don't prepare for it by getting, you know, a 22 and a shotgun combination and getting water and all kinds of rations and all kinds of things like that, or finding some place out in the woods. That's not how you prepare for it. You prepare for it by living the Christian life now, by living with zeal in your heart and struggling. So really, every single one of you should look at yourself and say, what am I doing? I don't go to church every Sunday. I don't go to church most Saturdays. I don't fast very well. I don't struggle against my sins. I have certain addictions that I enable myself to do. I kind of am lackadaisical about the things I say, the things that I watch, the people I associate with. Well, it's hard to get by with that when a revolution is happening. And the revolution is coming. It's coming. Now, it might not come like your average revolution where you see blood on the streets and everything. There's going to be some blood. But I think it's more that people are just going to give it up easily in order to keep their job. That's what's going to happen. Let you not be one of those people.